This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And welcome back to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, we love hearing from you on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls next segment. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to Pastor Mike Merrill, author of Why Do People Act That Way and What Can I Do About It? And we're going to talk specifically about the emotional response, collective and individual, that human beings are dealing with post-election. We're going to talk to Dr. Mike Merrill about what we can do about our emotional, our out-of-control, raging, and at the same time subtle and very common, unfortunately all too common, emotional reactions. Mike is the... was a panelist on the national television show Ask the Pastor for 18 years. We'll talk to Mike Merrill at the bottom of the hour and get your calls in our next segment. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products right off the website. You can also click on the Join the Team link if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team, have a home-based business, and help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program, especially in these corona crazy times that we're living in. Now is the time to really focus on, number one, getting your financial health in order, and then number two, definitely not in that order, equally important, financial, probably physical health more important, of course, than financial health, but the longevity business opportunity, a home-based business can help you address your health as well as your wealth. If you are interested, please call 866-735-2470 or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com. pharmacistben.com or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, Mike Merrill coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll get to your calls next segment. We've been talking about this whole super fascinating aspect of lipids and fats and lipophilic and cell health. There's so many different ways that lipids play a role in how healthy we are. The digestive system, the lymphatic system, the health of the cell, the health of the gallbladder, the fatty vitamins, phytonutrients, phospholipids, the brain, membranes, subcellular organelles, the skin, the lymphatic system, the exosomes, which we're going to talk about here in a minute, and liposomes and skin care, taking care of your skin. There's just so many ways you could do just a show on just lipids, just on lipophilicity. And I've been talking about the importance of lipophilicity, of lipid health, of the distinction between water and fat since I first got
privy to it in pharmacy school when I was working for Blistex. I realized all the good healthy, all the good ingredients were that really made a difference in the skin were fat soluble. And I just started to figure it out, and like dissolves like, and it really is common sense if you understand some of the basics. Not even a lot. Like dissolves like. Oil and water don't mix. It's basically the idea that oil and water don't mix is pretty much the underlying concept behind the importance of lipids. Lipids form membranes. They form barriers because oil and water don't mix. Just remember, oil and water don't mix. That allows these lipids to form membranes and barriers. The body's mostly made of water, and without lipids, everything would just dissolve into each other. The fact that they don't mix creates barriers. And then over the course of time, these barriers became very complex. And over the course of time, evolution, these barriers developed a capacity to conduct energy and to hold on to energy. We call these barriers semiconductors. That's the technical name for them. It's the same thing that you have in an electrical circuit in your home, in your doorbell, in your computer. Anywhere where you have electrical energy, in order to utilize it, you have to have semiconduction. Semiconduction is how computers store information. Semiconduction means some things go through, some things don't go through. And by controlling what goes through and what doesn't, you get information. And that's what membranes do. And that's why they're so darn important. The cellular nature, the fact that the body's made up of cells, depends on fats. And if you think it's too much chemistry, just think of your gallbladder. Just think of the last time you had a gall. Hopefully, you know, you haven't had one, but maybe you know somebody who had gallstones or some kind of gallbladder pain. That's what happens when the fat system goes awry. When you have your gallbladder out, you're going to have a messed up fat system. And now if you have it out, don't freak out about it. Just kind of make sure you take care of your fat digestion. Same with the intestine. The intestine, and same with the pancreas, the liver. The key organs in the digestive system are organs that process fats. Fats. And by the way, within a cell, you've got hundreds of thousands of tiny little subcellular structures with names like the Golgi apparatus. Some of you may have heard that term. I like the way that sounds. It was named after a guy named Golgi, and they didn't know what it was. They called it an apparatus. Now we know that it's where proteins and fats are packed into little packages. Yes. Every time I think about it, every time I talk about it, I just get blown away. You've got a structure inside a cell within which proteins and lipids, fats, are packed into little balls that then get secreted out of the cell. Those little balls are called exosomes. We'll talk about that here in a minute. These exosomes are manufactured in a little tiny substructure inside a cell, and that substructure maintains its structure because of fats, because of lipids. There's another network of this, kind of like a tubing inside the cell. A network of tubes is connected to the center, to the nucleus. It's called the endoplasmic reticulum. Reticulum just means network. Endoplasmic means inside. It's inside the plasma, inside the cell. And this is also made up of fats. The endoplasmic reticulum, I like saying that, endoplasmic, inside the plasma, inside the cell. Reticulum is the Latin word for network. This network of tubes inside the cell is where proteins are made and where fats are made out of building blocks. The nucleus itself is made up of a fatty membrane. The mitochondria is made up of a fatty membrane. And then there's, within the cell itself, this is so unbelievable, within the cell, you've got cells. Yes, cells within cells. They're not as complex as the parent cell, but they're essentially the same thing. They've got a membrane. They have stuff inside them. They're called exosomes. These exosomes are actually produced in that Golgi apparatus, and then there could be thousands of them inside, maybe hundreds of thousands of them inside the cell, and they play a very, very important role in how cells talk to each other. It's so absolutely amazing how these exosomes work. I went to a dinner, a talk. You do dinner and sit and you listen to the doctor talking, and it was about exosomes. It was produced by a company. It was put on by a company called Direct Biologics that was talking to doctors and plastic surgeons and pharmacists like myself about their exosome product. Yes, drug companies and medical companies are actually using exosomes to take advantage of their communication properties for regeneration, joints especially, and also for skin, for anti-aging. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, Pastor Mike Merrill coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll get to your calls next segment. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll have Pastor Mike Merrill coming up at the bottom of the hour. His book is Why Do People Act That Way and What Can I Do About It? And he's going to talk specifically today about election or post-election anxiety. Dr. Moik's been on the program before. He's a pastor and a former panelist on Ask the Pastor for 18 years. We'll have Pastor Moik on at the bottom of the hour. I'll get your calls here just a sec. Want to finish up talking? Well, I'm not going to finish up. We'll continue talking about this tomorrow. But just to kind of tie up the last loose end that we were talking about with this idea of exosomes. Exosomes are miniature cells. They're found inside the body. They're the latest darling, and you're going to hear more and more about them in the world of anti-aging and rejuvenating medicine. Because the theory is, and it's still a theory, and I'll tell you why I'm not a big believer in this idea, is by throwing in more exosomes into the bloodstream, the body will, if you put the right signaling molecules in the exosomes, your body will read those signals as growth and repair. And that gets to the fact that there are signaling molecules inside the exosome. What's a signaling molecule? Well, I'll talk about this tomorrow, but just in a nutshell, in an exosome, if you will, a signaling molecule is a molecule, and it could be a fat, it could be a protein, it could be a lipid, or it could be an amino acid, it could be even an electrolyte, minerals for that matter, or molecules, vitamins, vitamin A, hormones. These are all signaler chemicals, molecules, that signal something. They're information. They tell a cell to do something. They call them signaling molecules. And by putting them, signaling molecules that are associated with growth and repair, in an exosome artificially from outside the body and injecting it into the blood, the theory is that you get activation. You can signal from the outside. It's hacking into the signaling system. There are some problems associated with exosomes, and exosomes are actually, number one, they're part of the disease process because they signal inflammation, but number two, they're also part of the healing process because they signal anti-inflammation. They're part of everything. They're especially important for the brain, by the way, and we'll talk about that tomorrow. And there's also a very important relationship between viruses and exosomes, and there are some people believe that sometimes what we think are viruses are really exosomes. Interesting. All right. 844-236-6010 is our number. Pastor Moik Merrill coming up at the bottom of the hour. Let's hit the phones and go to our friend in Idaho. Shauna, what's going on in Idaho?
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
We're neighboring Utah where they put a mandatory statewide for the mask. But
I heard that.
No.
Do you have a mandatory mask there too?
No, we don't here in Idaho. Our kids are going to school like normal. They don't wear masks.
You don't hear much about a lot of things going wrong in Idaho. Although I've heard North Dakota and South Dakota. Idaho's an amazing place. I am a huge, huge fan of Idaho. And I've considered Boise. I hear Boise's really nice. What do you think?
We're okay over here at the east side, too.
Did I meet you at that dinner I went to? Shauna, real quick, did I meet you at that dinner that I went to a couple of years ago? I guess 5 years ago, probably.
I have met you three times, and I just, you just emit a lot of knowledge and light. So thank you.
Takes one to know one. Remember that.
I believe we have to focus on what we want instead of what we don't want. You know, like race
well
car
said.
Drivers. They're taught to not look at the wall. They need to look at the track. So
well
here we
said.
Are focusing on the mask. How do we start to educate instead of mandate? I want to learn how it really works, and then how our immune system fights it. So how do you do that?
Well,
do you
just,
have a good website that tells them
is,
that?
No.
And then
just,
I want to hear it in a nutshell, how you would say it.
You want to hear what?
I would like to hear it in a nutshell, how you would...
Nutshell. And, and the most important thing...
I know
thing
you are on the radio, but I mean when you meet someone that we just say, guys, these are entities, not magic.
Yeah, the most important thing to know about viruses is they're not enemies. That's the most important thing. They're not enemies. That's the, you know, there's a few viruses that are pathological, but the vast majority, it's not fair to say viruses, to think of viruses as the enemy the way we do when there's only a few of them that are pathological, and there's tremendous protective mechanisms that we have built into our body. They do get through, and this one's a novel one, and I don't even know anything, I only know what I'm told and what I read in the paper, and you know, and I don't believe much of that. So I can tell you from a biological standpoint what viruses are, but as far as this one in particular, I don't know enough about it, although the fact that it's novel, theoretically, is making it more of a problem. You understand what I mean by novel? It's one that we haven't really seen, something like that. They call it the novel coronavirus. And that's really what's accounting for its extra virility, virility, even though whether there's really extra virility or not, you only know it from what you read in the papers, you know, and what you see in the news. So I don't even know that. I'm just very skeptical about it, and that's why, as with all things, you have to be your own health authority. You have to be a sovereign. My friend Curtis always talks about sovereignty. You have to be about sovereign. I know you're listening out there, Curtis, so I'm giving you props for that. Sovereignty. You want personal sovereignty. How do you do that? By strengthening your God-given immune system. Get it? That's the most important thing. Viruses aren't bad, and we have ways to protect ourselves from them. This one's a little worse because it's novel, but you still have ways to do it. Why is McDonald's the only restaurant that's open when there's lockdown? Why are all the restaurants closing up McDonald's? And, you know, I'm just picking on McDonald's, but Domino's. You know, what's up with that? Well, you know, last week we talked about the importance of fats, inflammatory fats, and the immune system. Inflammatory fats are one of the, enjoying lots of French fries and lots of McDonald's and lots of bacon is one of the best ways to get the coronavirus, to get COVID. You want to guarantee yourself COVID? Just eat bacon all day. Go to McDonald's three times a day. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Not guaranteed. You know what I'm saying?
Or eat all of our packages that make noises and we have
yeah,
to...
Yeah, the packages that make noises. Yeah. Right. But no, we want to wear a mask and we'll eat all... And we'll, you know, we'll still drive through. We'll pull the mask down to eat our Big Mac.
Yeah.
You know, and that's... But it's up to us, though. We can't make fun of anybody. I mean, it's funny, but we can't pick on anybody.
We are educating the other
you
people
don't.
That don't
you don't. You put the information...
Way.
You go fishing. You throw your line out there and see who bites. That's it. That's how you do it. That's how I do it. I want to get one more call in, Shauna. Thanks, though. I'm feeling you. I know what you're saying. So throw your fishing line of information out there and see who bites. All right?
See ya.
Thanks.
Shauna.
Okay. Bye. All right. Robert in Nevada, what wise thing do you have to say today? You always have good stuff for me.
I try. I promise nothing viral, so we'll talk about that.
Okay.
Mode.
I want to go viral. How do I go viral?
Well, maybe, metaphorically. So anyway, Ben, I've got a problem with my feet, dry, scaly skin.
Yes, not uncommon. Very common.
Yeah.
Okay, the feet are the extremities. Yeah, check this out. And this is a very important point because it goes to show you how closely the bloodstream is related to dry skin. We all put moisturizers on our dry skin, right? But because we don't address the blood problem, the circulatory problem, all disease is cell disease. It doesn't seem, I have dry skin, I'm just going to put a moisturizer on. No, that's from the 19th century. I'm going to put a moisturizer on. That's from the 1860s. That's from even before, really. That's from Cleopatra. She put alligator fat on her skin. You know, so you got to...
Real quick. On your website, cucumber heotherapy or baby foot, which one do you suggest?
On my website? Which one?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're... Why don't you send me an email, Robert? It's too much. I got to take a break. Ben at KSCO.com. All right, Pastor Mike Merrill coming up next segment. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Back in July, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Department of Defense announced an agreement with U.S.-based Pfizer Incorporated for large-scale production of a COVID-19 vaccine under President Trump's Operation Warp Speed. Today, that nearly $2 billion investment has paid off. Pfizer has announced it has a vaccine to prevent COVID-19 that's 90% effective. The treatment requires two shots. 50 million doses are available now, although the original deal with Operation Warp Speed wanted 300 million doses available when getting full approval with the FDA. Democrat New York Governor Andrew Cuomo tells ABC's Good Morning America that Trump will mess this up.
And the Trump administration is rolling out the vaccination plan, and I believe it's flawed. I believe it learns nothing from the past. They're basically going to have the private providers do it.
USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more.
Chase Elliott won his first NASCAR Cup Series title Sunday at Phoenix Raceway, joining his father Bill as champions of stock car racing's top division. At 24 years of age, Elliott became the third youngest Cup Series champion in NASCAR history.
We did it. That's all I got to tell you. Unreal. Championship crew chief Alan Gustafson is now a NASCAR Cup Series champion and very deserving. I just can't say enough about our group. You know, I feel like we took some really big strides this year, and last week was a huge one. And to come out of that with a win and a shot to come here and have a chance to race is unbelievable.
Only Jeff Gordon in 1995 and 1950 champ Bill Rexford were younger. Alex Trebek has lost his battle with cancer.
This is Jeopardy!
The 80-year-old Jeopardy! Game show host holds the record for the most episodes spanning 36 years.
Alex, bring back.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome aboard.
In March 2019, he had been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer and was among a small percentage of people to live a year or longer with the diagnosis. In July, he published his memoir, The Answer Is, Reflections on My Life. Mr. Trebek died at home in Los Angeles, California, Sunday, after more than 18 months fighting pancreatic cancer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central, and all day, 24-7 on brightsideben.com and benfuchsarchives.com. You can purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated for healing the skin. And by the way, Robert, if you're still listening, Omega-6 Healing Cream is one of the best diabetic foot products you'll ever use. You don't need very much. It's a burn cream. So if you're listening out there, check out our Omega-6 Healing Cream at TruthTreatments.com. And all our other TruthTreatments.com are available at TruthTreatments. All our other TruthTreatments are available at TruthTreatments.com. and check out our now going on 1,400 four- and five-star reviews, truthreview.com, truthreview.com. Okay, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest. Pastor Mike was a panelist on the national television show Ask the Pastor. He's also the author of a book called Why Do People Act That Way and What Can I Do About It? Pastor Mike is super positive, and in this crazy, crazy time with the 1-2 punch of politics and health that are going on in the world today, I can think of no better guest to have on to help us alleviate our collective anxiety than Pastor Mike Merrill. What's up, Pastor Mike?
Hey, how are you, Ben? It's a beautiful day out here in Rochester, New York. I'm loving it entirely.
I love it. I haven't, you know, November 9th, you don't get a lot of beautiful days, as you pointed out, in Rochester, New York. I'm from upstate New York myself, and I'm glad I'm from upstate New York. Nothing personal. So this must be like a halcyon times for a pastor who specializes in anxiety or alleviation of anxiety. You must be plenty busy these days, correct?
To some degree, yes. When I did my doctoral work in counseling and emotional theory, part of my assignment was to train people in my congregation in the concepts that I have developed and the techniques that I use. So I trained 30 people, and my counseling load basically went to zero because so many people were facilitated, they were equipped and trained to help their peers, their friends, their family, people in the area, actually come to resolution of things that were complex and were they're experiencing difficulty with. Any of the five emotions, my theory is there's five emotional systems. Any of the five can be good. Any of the five can be bad. And it really is not, it's not the nature of the emotion itself. It's what it does to you and what do you do with it. Those are really the two critical questions. The five emotions, the words I use are acceptance, exposure, empowerment, depletion, and celebration. Those are the five systems. We have mild feelings in those systems. We have moderate feelings, and we have very intense or passionate feelings in systems.
Acceptance, exposure, depletion, celebration, and empowerment.
And empowerment.
Mm-hmm. Empowerment. I like the celebration one. Let's talk about that one first, okay?
So what's celebration.
Is there a dark side to that? Okay,
no, there is. When you say dark side, does it do things to people as they experience excessive or inappropriately mild emotions in the celebration system? And then what do you do with it? That's going to become the question. So let's take celebration at a very mild, you don't put much energy into it, it's very sedate in your life, in a person's life. As they perceive the world around them, their response is happiness or contentment. They feel good. When it grows more intense, they may be generous. They may feel celebratory. They may be excited. And when they get to an extremely high level, lots of energy going into that emotion, it could be manic. It could be over the top. It could be party-oriented that doesn't stop. And so the difference between being ecstatic about something and being happy about something is one of degree. Now, the question is, when a person observes the reality around them and their part in it, they may be ecstatic. So let's just take the recent election. The recent election is Biden apparently is the winner. We don't really quite have the data and facts all in yet. But there are people who are excessively ecstatic. Mm-hmm. They don't know what's going to happen in the future. This could be one of the best presidents we've ever had. It could be one of the worst.
Right.
So when a person becomes ecstatic about something they didn't really do materially, they're over the top, it may be taking over their life, and their exaltation now has a drive in them that is overpowering everything else in their life. That would be dangerous for them.
So hang on to that thought here, because you're a pastor, right? Can you have that kind of, so there's a pathological state there, pathological angle to this this ecstasy that's almost manic, as you said. So can you have that about God, like a religious person?
Oh, sure. There are all kinds of cults that depend on that to create, to build people up to a fever pitch, and they will do things in celebration, in that mode. I put generosity, graciousness, thanksgiving, that kind of, those feelings are in there as well. It causes a person to shine, to give, to spread. So when you have, let's say, charismatic-oriented churches, they will be oriented towards very intense celebration. People can become addicted to the celebration to the point that they're not willing to deal with things that need to change in their lives. They're not willing to address extremely challenging matters that really are in their hand, so they just drop that and go for the celebration, the praise, the exaltation, and ignore everything else. Because now there's a place for that. I'm not saying that that's wrong to do. When that becomes overpowering in one's life, that can be dangerous if it leads to an ignoring of essential matters that are not within that area. So it can be good. It can be bad. What's it doing to you, and what do you do with it? Those become the critical questions.
Tell me about depletion. How does that work?
Depletion is when your tanks have been expended. It happens every single day. When you get hungry, you get thirsty, you're tired, you need to refill those tanks. You can refill it with, let's say, your hunger tank. You can refill your hunger tank with sugar. You can have all your Halloween candy in one day. You can drink sour milk and upset your stomach. If you're thirsty, you can fill yourself with wrong things that are damaging. You can fill them with right things in balance that
bad
are
habits.
Very good.
Bad habits. Would you say like addictions and bad habits, would that be part of the depletion system?
It can be. The depletion is a natural function that is designed in us. I believe it's God-given, that allows us to have quieter periods in which we restore and relax. So we've just gone through an extremely intense political season. A number of people have been very active in the political arena. Some people on the losing side of any campaign are utterly exhausted today. They've expended all of their...
Hang on to that thought. We got a commercial coming, Mike. Hang on to that thought, okay? We'll talk about the depletion system and more when we come back on the Bright Side with Pastor Mike Merrill.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Pastor Mike Merrill. And Mike, before we went to break, we were talking about this depletion system. And correct me if I'm wrong, I'm hearing each system is on a continuum. And there's a baseline where you want to be, like a middle place where you want to be, where it's healthy state, balance, if you will. And then there's negative and there's extreme negative and extreme positive. Is that correct?
I wouldn't use that particular language. Here's why. Okay. The continuum is accurate. We have mild, we have moderate, and we have intense emotion. The reality is a mild emotion is not automatically better than an intense, passionate emotion. When you have your first child, you are celebratory in extreme. When you watch that happen, you see life begin. First breath, eyes open, gurgling sound, nursing at the mother's breath. You are so filled with joy. There's no words for that.
It's appropriate, is what you're saying. There's a context where it's appropriate.
When a person sees that and then says, "Oh, I got to take a phone call," you go, "Wait, your joy here is like way too low.
Yeah.
Why don't you have more?" So having really low emotion is not necessarily automatically a good thing. The question is, what is it doing to you and what do you do with it? That changes the whole perspective from, I'm feeling really intense, that's bad. I'm feeling very intense anger in the area of empowerment. Anger in and of itself is neutral. It's neither good nor is it bad. There were times when Jesus became enraged at what was happening from the religious elites manipulating those who had no standing whatsoever, overturning the money changers' tables, whipping people out of the temple.
Yeah.
He was furious. Is that wrong? No. In that situation, it was right.
It's situational. It's situational. You have a continuum for every situation, don't you think?
Absolutely, it is. And that will even change within the situation itself.
Yeah.
Anger, the area of empowerment, is about gaining change or domination or power. So your child is being disobedient, in a mild way. They're not handling their milk very well, and they drop their glass and it spills all over. You can get mad about that if you want. Fine. But you don't get excessively mad about it. But your child, without really understanding, is riding their bike out to the street, and you scream at them, and you race with incredible power, and you grab a hold of them before they're hit by a car, that level of empowerment is right in that moment. Then you calm down because you got the change or the outcome that you wanted, and that's appropriate. So even within moments of a situation, your emotion can escalate, it can de-escalate, and always we come back to the question, what's it doing to you and what do you do with it? Now, if we ask that question, what's it doing to you, and the person says, my very intense emotion or my very mild emotion is helping me in this way. Great. You don't need to resolve it. Go with it. That's wonderful. But if a person says, it is eating me alive, it's taking over my life, I don't know what, I'm not responding the way I should, I don't love my wife the way I should love her, I don't love my kids, I don't love my job, I don't love my church, I don't love, it's too mild. How do I get more emotion back into my life? It's destroying me not having enough. So now, instead of saying, let's tailor your emotion down, then we say, let's tailor your emotion up. And that can be just as destructive as having too much emotion. So the issue is never, do you want less emotion in your life? Do you want to stay moderate all the time, have no highs and no lows? There are some people that very mild emotional changes. They're very steady. That's the way they're designed. They can go into any situation just as calm as can be. No big ups, no big downs. And they're content being that way. I'm not going to go in and say, you know, you really need to have a spike of fear in your life. You really need to have some more celebration in your life. I don't say that because they're saying, I'm good this way and it's not bothering me whatsoever. So we come back always to the two vital questions. What is this doing to you and what are you doing with it? That becomes the critical question to then look at. How do we resolve? How do we intensify? How do we alter what's actually happening in your situation?
Okay, so all of these seem like they have that the main problem that we have in our culture today would have a connection to all five of these distinctions that you've made. Very brilliant distinctions, by the way. Yes. So we're all dealing with anxiety, right? So anxiety has a celebratory aspect, a deplete, the way I see it, correct me if I'm wrong, it has an aspect, every one of these is reflected within the anxiety, or anxiety is reflected within every one of these, depending on how you look at it.
I put anxiety as an emotional experience into the area that I call exposure. Exposure is about feeling unsafe or insecure. Now, when one of the most critical words that I listen for as a counselor is what I call the ever, never, always language. Uh-huh. When a person says, everyone is this way, it's always happening, it's never this way, they use excessive language. I know as a counselor, they're lying. They're lying to themselves.
Or they're not scientific. They're emotional. They're not scientific. They're not rational.
Sure.
They're operating.
And so when. Go ahead.
I say they're operating emotionally.
That's true, and they're not processing emotion into their motivations and into their behavior. So when you look out at today's world and say coronavirus is out there, politics is out there, on and on, these economics, job loss. And where I'm actually sitting, my life hasn't changed from last Tuesday to this Tuesday. It hasn't changed at all. But I can be terribly frightened at my perceptions of change, even though the change has not happened yet.
Hmm.
I can say everyone's getting coronavirus. When I actually discuss it, I know three people that have coronavirus, but they're very important to me. So my language is everyone is getting it. Nobody's exempt. This is terrifying.
That's a red flag.
And my
emotion
ratchets up, but not based on reality. It's based on my perception of reality. So when I listen for that, I'll ask for permission. Can we talk about your perception that everyone is under total stress. There are people who are not under total stress because I've lived almost 70 years, so I've been through incredibly difficult pandemics. I've been through wars. I've been through presidential changes. I've been through Democratic leadership. I've been through Republican leadership. I've been through Richard Nixon. I mean, everything, everywhere. So I look at that and think, you know, on the far side of this, we're going to evaluate this a little bit differently than we do right now because we don't have enough information, particularly we don't know what's going to happen. So since I have learned that, I can condition myself to say there are many things I don't yet know that I will, and I do not need to be overly anxious. I can be anxious, and I can deal with my security sense of safety. But I have strategies to do that. So instead of having that take over my life and I am fraught with terror, I have learned how to be anxious without being overly anxious. That really is the key. For me, I want to be balanced. When a person says, no, I don't want to be balanced, I'm a warrior in the Army and I'm in Afghanistan and I am on night patrol and I have to be utterly vigilant all of the time, I would say go for that. That is going to save your life. But for somebody who's sitting in their house saying, I have the same feelings as a warrior in the midst of a battle on a daily, moment-by-moment basis, and I am overwhelmed. It is eating me alive.
Yeah.
And I say, do you want to talk about that? Do you want to resolve that? Yes, I do. Now we can work. The soldier doesn't need to. The person sitting in their house does.
Do you find that people will say it but don't mean it?
To inflame. A person who loves victimhood, they're addicted to victimhood, they will create excessive situations or overly mild situations so that others will say, oh, you poor dear, can I hold your hand?
I want to know how you handle that. But you know what? We're out of time. Unfortunately.
So another show.
Another show. Why do people act that way, and what can I do about it? You're always, always very interesting there, Pastor Mike. Will you stay on the line? Stay on the line after this?
I will.
Okay, good. All right. That was Pastor Mike Merrill. Why do people act that way, and what can I do about it? You can email him, mike@grippingreality.com. That's all the time we have for today. On the Bright Side, thanks for listening. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Longevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite longevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to the folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.